I'm with Kay Vinge, who is the executive director of the Valley City Area Chamber, and our For the Love of Local was a popular promotion, and you've got some interesting news to tell us about an update on that.
We sure do, Steve. Just within the last couple of minutes, we sold out. So the whole $1 million of Chamber Bucks is now loose in the community and being spent at the businesses. And we are so excited.
Wow, that's amazing. That's $1 million that's now circulating in the community. Can you believe it?
I know. I mean, we saw them. You know, that's like 50,000 actual checks, really. I mean, we, our staff here in the city, you know, and people, volunteers were just amazing to help us, and we are just so thankful. And we just want to thank all the people that came in and bought them, and all the businesses that are participating, and for all of you that are stamping a million checks, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, oh, it's just been an awesome program. It's $1 million worth, and it translate to approximately 50,000 actual bills.
Wow.
So lots and lots of prep work and accounting on this one, and of course for everybody, but business owners are telling us they are seeing these coming in like crazy, and it's just really fun to hear all the reports from the businesses. And when people came in, we got to hear what they all were buying. So it was really fun to be in on all of that, too. Kind of felt like Santa Claus, like, oh, instead of what do you want, they're telling you what they're getting. But it was fun.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you and your team on and the city for doing this. Anything else you want to add? Anybody you want to thank?
Well, absolutely everybody. So we think, you know, we want to thank the city for coming up with this idea and a way to involve the community and let them be, you know, be in on the blessing of a bonus money was so cool. And yet the goal was to help the businesses and to, after all they've been through, through COVID and all this. And so just to involve the whole community like that was just brilliant. And so we thank them. I really want to thank our staff here. You know, Tracy and Amanda were just incredible to do all this. Our board pitched in and did a bunch of stuff, and other volunteers and people at the city, they sold them out at City Hall for 2 weeks also. And it just, the whole thing went so well, and we are just elated. You know, great people that helped make it happen. We bought a lot of supplies and some advertising here in town, and so it was fun to be involved with all of you. So thank you much.
And now it started on February 6th, and we can officially say it ended on March 11th as far as the buyout, right?
Right. The buyout part is done, but now there's still, every participating business in town can accept Chamber Bucks yet till the end of April. So you've got till April 30th to spend those Chamber Bucks at non-chamber member businesses. However, the Chamber Bucks never expire at chamber member businesses. And in every envelope, every purchase of Chamber Bucks that we sent out and the city gave out, there was a chamber member directory in there. So you can see who your members are. If you have any questions with these, just give us a call. We will be thrilled to help you navigate any questions. But we just have had such great community support with the businesses, and hold a learning curve of how to use Chamber Bucks. So it was for some, and so it's been a lot of fun to get to talk to so many folks in the process.
Oh, what a great promotion. Thanks again, Kay Vinge, the executive director of the Valley City Area Chamber.